Thank you, Jerry. Joe, travel safe, and we will talk to you tomorrow night from Detroit. This is going to be a very quick Blue Jays talk, owing to the 3 hour and 34 minuteness of the game. And that replay call, the out call on Danny Valencia at home plate is going to be the big sticking point, even though Matt Boyd had one of the worst starts in Major League history. The Blue Jays were on their way back, and it would have been 8-5 at that point with two on and one out for the top of the lineup. Instead, Valencia was called out, and Major League Baseball says he was called out because Ryan Hannigan tagged him after the out call was made on the field, which would seem to go against the rule, which says that the defensive manager has to make an appeal, not the catcher. But we'll see how Major League Baseball rules. The Blue Jays tried to protest the game, but John Gibbons was denied the opportunity to protest by home plate umpire Jerry Davis. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell. Long distance is 1-888-666-0590. Taking your calls right up to the top of the hour, and as soon as we find out who's first up on the line, let's go to Rob in Keswick. You're first up. Welcome to Blue Jays Talk.
How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Well, I guess my question is, why aren't they playing Justin Smoke a lot more? I mean, as far as I know, he hits pretty well off of left-handers.
That's not
left-handers tonight. And
that's not the reputation. The reputation is that he hits well against right-handers. I mean, the reason Justin Smoke didn't play tonight is because Danny Valencia, Edwin Encarnacion, and Chris Colabello all destroy left-handers, and they're much better hitters against lefties than Smoke is. But I think we're going to see a lot more Smoke against right-handed pitchers from here on out.
Okay, that makes more sense. Sorry, I thought it was the other way, actually. I thought he hit really well off of left-handers, which is why I was kind of confused, because he just seems to be playing so well, and the defense is obviously really, really good. So.
Yeah, no, they like him against righties. I mean, his overall numbers are about the same both ways, but apparently more recently he's been better, a better left-handed bat. I don't know if – I mean, there's no platoon split, so I don't know. But I think ideally, if everything had worked out the way the Blue Jays had planned for it to work out, he would have been in a basic platoon with Danny Valencia, who destroys lefties. I'm sure we'll see Justin Smoke in there tomorrow night in Detroit. Thanks for the call. Who's next? Tyler is in Oakville. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, Mike, I know I got to be quick. There's a million things, obviously, I could talk about tonight. But the main thing, I've called you again about this, is the crowd. You know, the Jays crowd loves to be loud when it's something negative. But, you know, I was there yesterday, and that, like, for a sold-out crowd that the Jays hit five home runs, it was far too quiet for my liking. You know, when around me, I was in the 100 level, when there was Go Jays Go chants, a lot of people around me weren't getting in on it. When there was two strikes on a batter, a lot of people weren't getting on the clapping. But when Boyd gets shelled and then comes out, you know, there's idiots that want to boo. And then I don't blame the fans for booing the hump. I kind of wanted to too, but that was such a loud boo. And I don't know, just like make some more noise, fans, for heaven's sakes. Like, it's just, I always say it's the most, it's ridiculously quiet. It fires me up so much. I just wish people cheered a heck of a lot more.
All right. I like that you get fired up. Thanks for the call, Tyler. That's just kind of the story of Toronto, right? It goes back 25 years almost. In 1992, the whole Dave Winfield wants noise campaign. This is a quiet crowd. It's just the way it is. And I think more recently, you're right, there's been people who come to who seem to enjoy the negative aspect, which is unfortunate, and I couldn't believe that people were cheering when the umpire got hurt by a foul ball today. It's Blue Jays talk. Blue Jays lose to the Boston Red Sox by a score of 12-6. Mike in Stouffville, welcome aboard.
Hey, thanks, Mike. I just kind of wanted to ask why they don't tone back on some of the replay when we saw tonight that ultimately it doesn't make a difference. There's going to be mistakes made. Like, it's just part of baseball, isn't it?
It shouldn't be.
But isn't the idea that if they have the replay, it's supposed to eliminate these mistakes, and it doesn't? So we take all that time to wait, and it does end up being, like you said, 3 hours and 30 minutes. But
That wasn't because of replay reviews today. That was because of 12 runs in the first two innings and seven walks from Wade Miley over five innings. If not for replay, it would have been 329 instead of 334.
But either way,
but the
I
fact
mean,
that replay's not perfect, But the fact that it's not perfect doesn't mean it should be eliminated, does it? I mean, you're still getting so many more calls right.
Toned back, Mike. I mean, they don't need to do it in a 12-2 or 12-4 game that long. I mean, the play, it was what it was. Either it was going to be he was going to be safe at the plate, or he's going to be out. You could move on. I mean, there's no need to wait that long and make that, whether it's in New York or wherever.
3 minutes? Is that long, really? I don't think that's something you need to get worked up about, 3 minutes. Especially a call like that, that may have really determined the outcome of the game.
That may have determined the outcome of the game?
I'll take being down 3 runs with 2 on and the top of the lineup coming up in the 5th inning.
I don't know, Mike. The bullpen, we know. The bullpen wasn't there.
The bullpen gave up 4 runs in 9 innings tonight. The bullpen was fine. The bullpen got 27 outs. You can try to make the outcome fit your narrative as much as you want, but it's not true. The truth of the matter is 8-5, 2 on, 1 out, top of the lineup up in the 5th inning against a pitcher who'd been really, really struggling. That's not a terrible place to be. And, you know, a 12-6 final doesn't wind up being a 12-6 final at that point. They had a chance, a very good chance to tie it if the right call's made there. Thanks for the call. Thanks for all those calls. I really appreciate you calling, and I'm sorry that there's a lack of time today with this long game. We'll do it again tomorrow. Blue Jays lose it 12-6 to the Boston Red Sox. They hit the halfway mark of the season at 42-39. It's the Honda Post Game Show on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Back here at Rogers Center, Blue Jays lose it 12-6 to the Boston Red Sox, and they are now off on a 10-game road trip through Detroit, Chicago, and Kansas City. Roster moves for the Blue Jays. Matt Boyd has been optioned back down, and Todd Redmond has been designated for assignment. Redmond only pitched the 9th inning in this game. Corresponding moves will be announced tomorrow. Not sure what that Buffalo pitching schedule is, but I wouldn't be surprised to see Chad Jenkins on his way back to the Blue Jays. They're going to need some help tomorrow out of the bullpen. Drew Hutchison gets the start. He's up against Anibal Sanchez as the Jays open up that series in Detroit. We are on the air at 7 o'clock Eastern for a 7:08 first pitch as the Blue Jays visit the Tigers on the U.S. 4th of July weekend. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware. Homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. The Jays, by the way, a game and a half back now in the AL East. For Jerry Howard, Joe Siddle, Tom Young, Derek Brandeo, Dylan Brown, Emil Delich, and Mark Boffo, I'm Mike Wilner. Bye-bye.